Welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. In this podcast, we dig into the exact playbooks that ABM practitioners are using today to get their first ABM program off the ground. We'll dig into how they're using their current tech stack in order to create scrappy programs that rely more on creativity than new technologies. So if you're looking for how to get ABM off the ground in your organization in the next 90 days, let's dive into this episode. Hello and welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. This is your host, Mason Cosby. And today we're doing another one of our program breakdowns for our newsletter audience. This one comes from Marion and her ICP would be marketers at Challenger Consumer Brands, who have some sports sponsorships, but no dedicated staff to sports marketing. So that's the ICP. The product would be, and this sounds odd, but it's really a service, so forgive me, but it's what they're selling. Pro women athlete ambassadors selected from a pool of 1,000 plus athletes to be authentically aligned with brand values and goals. And then lastly, what she's trying to accomplish is 5 new opportunities at previously cold accounts, potentially using the idea around working with Olympians and Paralympians leading into Milan in 2026. So that's what we're looking to accomplish. So marketers at Challenger Brands, pro women athlete ambassadors that align on brand values. And then we're just looking for 5 new opportunities. So that's pretty amazing. Few things that immediately stand out to me would be, one, I would love to know the actual target account list size, because this can't be a crazy large list. And if it's not a super, super large list, then there's some really cool opportunities that you can do with some manual desk research. Nobody likes manual desk research, but like, if you want to stand out, you got to do things that will help you stand out. So those are my immediate thoughts. And again, I'm shooting in the dark here for a moment, but marketing Challenger Brands at consumer organizations with sports sponsorships with no dedicated staff to sports marketing, like that's got to be like 50 to 100 brands at most. And we've got essentially a 2-year runway. Now, obviously, I want to be super, like, we want to secure these opportunities this year so we can do it, but looking a ways out, which is helpful. So those would be my immediate thoughts. And then the next thing is, one of the things that we've talked about on a past episode breakdown, some people would say, let's go directly after the CMO. And if you've got some reason, like truly a unique, differentiated, specific to the person reason to go after the CMO, do it. But it's unlikely. Like most people just don't have casual relationships with the entire executive suite at all their target accounts. If you did, this would be like way easier. But as I'm looking at it, going after the marketing department as a whole is likely the best approach. So I would start at director manager levels and just for like getting people excited internally, because as I think through it, I don't even know how you would necessarily segment off of this. This is where some of the manual desk research would come in. A lot of people posted all over social during the Olympics. So if you could specifically do the manual desk research based on your target account list of who posted on social, you might be even able to use some kind of there's probably an AI tool here or there if we did some research that can do some of that upfront research for you and just say, look, we're going after this list of people. Can you tell me who like posted on social about the Olympics? And if that comes up, that'd be insane. But regardless, what we want to identify would just be who would be the people that would be most likely to open up an email with the hook that is your brand at Milan 2026. Figure out who those people are, and then we can give them the hook. That's a really cool opportunity. And then the other thing that I would get into when we think about sponsorships, you already call it out of authentically aligned on brand values and goals, but I think everybody aims to be aligned on brand values and goals, but sometimes it's a challenge. If you can showcase and say, we lined up these 2 sponsorships and partnerships that have been going for X number of years without any challenges from authenticity perspective, and it's resulted in these increases in revenue or brand or whatever they used to look like, brand share of voice. If you can talk through it from that perspective, because the value that you're going to provide is like longevity, because longevity shows that 2 things are true. 1, the brands are authentically aligned, and 2, that it was actually ROI positive, probably. So those are things that I would immediately look to. And then this feels right for a direct mail program.
is so dumb.
But like the immediate things of going for gold. And if you make it a whole Olympics themed program and campaign, like make it fun. That's one of the things that I realize I haven't talked about much. But like program theming and like campaigns are another great way to stand out. So if you can make it specific to a few individuals that actually like are interested in the Olympics and like really cared about the Olympics, plus you then make it fun and just in like an enjoyable program to be a part of for the end user, they will likely inevitably take it to their bosses. And the only thing is, if you do direct mail, two things may become true. One, if they're in office, they'll get the direct mail piece at their office, which like will then create conversations internally, which is helpful. Or two, they may end up posting it on social and their boss will see it and say, oh, shoot, what is that? Because like when my team posts on social about anything on LinkedIn, I make sure to mention it as a boss. I want to make sure my team knows that I care about them and I'm paying attention and like supporting them. So if they work somewhere and their team members are posting, there's a high likelihood that the boss will see it and will ask what it was about. And then they're talking about you internally during their one-on-one. So those are just some of the things I'm trying to figure out how to facilitate. Specifically, if nobody owns sports marketing, you cannot necessarily directly target, oh yeah, this person owns this, because there is no owner. And I wouldn't go after the final decision makers out of the gate. I would go after key influencers and build affinity towards your brand and then let the conversations happen internally. And then once the conversations started to happen internally, go after decision makers. So those would be my high level thoughts. The only other thing that I could think through is if in your desk research, you find that there are specific individuals that like specifically love one of these athletes that's a part of your brand cohort. If you could send examples, like that would be huge. Or I don't know if anybody even still uses Cameo anymore, but having an athlete do a Cameo like video where like they record themselves talking about the brand and what that athlete admires about the brand and says, I'd love to potentially partner with you headed to Milan in 26. You can do those later stage based on levels of engagement. I wouldn't start there, but anything you can do to go ahead and paint the picture of what the future could look like for this brand and that athlete, I think are great wins. So those are my high level thoughts. Hopefully that's helpful. I would get really specific on the list and then based on the list, go do some annual research to see potentially based on social engagement and people posting about the past Olympics or just specific athletes, like potential paths. And I would then show we've worked with other brands just like this to create these partnerships. Then I'd get specific to these are the potential athletes that like would love to partner with your brand. And again, to be super clear, you want to strike a balance there. Like, no, this is subject to change. The other thing that I think is always interesting is using that as a scarcity tactic of they only take on so many sponsors for the Olympics. If you want to sponsor them now, go ahead and get in. Using scarcity in a way that's real, because I think that is real. They can't take on a limited number of sponsors, like they, because then it dilutes the brand value of those sponsorships. And then lastly, potentially, if they've shown significant levels of engagement, doing a direct mail send, getting the conversation started internally, and then wrapping it off with a video from the athlete that they would potentially want to partner with. So that's helpful as a way to think through different tactics and ways to stand out. If you have any other thoughts or questions, always feel free to reach out. This has been Scrappy AVM, and we'll see you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Scrappy ABM. If you're looking for more content just like this, I highly recommend you go subscribe to our newsletter. We release weekly playbooks so that you have the actionable ways in which you can start to build an ABM program today. Just go to scrappyabm.com/newsletter to subscribe. And if you enjoyed this episode, we'd really appreciate if you'd leave a 5-star review and hit the notification bell so you never miss an episode. I look forward to seeing you in the next one.